Tainus, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet 2-4. The previous Mishnah had discussed the six extra sections that are added to the prayers that are recited on those seven most intense public fast days in the wake of famine or another potential impending catastrophe. We didn't discuss the chasima, though, the conclusion, which includes both the request, the bakasha, as well as the baruch atah, actual chasima of the blessing. So our Mishnah here will discuss the chasimot, the final stamp on each of those six supplemental sections. Now, the truth is there are a total of seven modified chasimos, and because the six are inserted after the bracha of Goel Yisrael and before Rafa'enu, but the Goel Yisrael bracha also was modified. And for that reason, our Mishnah will enumerate seven different chasimos. So the first one will refer to the altered Goel Yisrael bracha, and then the next six, 2 through 7, will be these six extra sections. And in each one in turn, I'll remind you what the actual supplemental content was. So the Mishnah begins by saying, Al Harishona, on the first of the blessings that are modified. Again, this is the Goel Yisrael bracha. Hu Omer, the Shliach Tzibur should end by saying, Misha Anes Avraham, he who answered Abraham, Bahar HaMoriah, at Mount Moriah, Hu Ya'ane Eschem V'yishma B'kol Tzakasachem Hayom Hazeh, he should answer you and hear the sound of your cries on this day, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisrael, the Redeemer of Israel. Now, first of all, just a Girsa issue. The Girsa of the Rif is that the Shliach Tzibur should never say, Hu Ya'ane Eschem, saying Hashem should answer you, and v'yishma b'kol tzakaschem, and hear the sound of your cries, because that is excluding himself from the group. And there's a principle in Maseches Brachos, Daf Mem Tes, on the base, that says, la'olam al yotze adam es atzo min haklal, a person shouldn't exclude himself from the group, and therefore the proper girsa according to the Rif, and really presumably the better girsa would be, instead to say, hu ya'ana osanu, let him who answered Abraham answer us, Vishma Bakol Tsakosenu, and hear the sound of our cries. Okay, so that's going to be true throughout this entire Mishnah here. Now, in terms of what's going on over here, so the actual blessing that starts Re'e Va'anyenu, you'll have extra words of after it says Ugolenu Mehera Laman Shemecha, so we add the extra insert, which is quite familiar, so it's already Anenu Hashem Enenu, B'yom Tzom Ta'anisenu, that we add in regular fast days that we're more familiar with. And then after that, we insert the insertion that we have from the Zirchonos Bracha of Rosh Hashanah, Da'keem Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Es HaBris Ves HaChesed, and so on. And then it ends, as we have it over here, that with the Misha Anna. So, fine. Now, what happened is, after we say, you know, so we're mentioning he who answered Avraham should answer us as well. Now, Avraham was answered at Har Moriah by allowing his son Yitzchak not to be offered, but instead to have a ram offered in his place. Some learned that there's no bakash at all for that. Hashem answered his unspoken prayer, if you will. And Avraham, you know, even before he called out, Hashem answered him, so to speak. Others learned that Avraham did have a request, because there's a pasuk in Bereishis Chavbeis, pasuk Ches, which says when Yitzchak and Avraham are discussing what's going on, Avraham explains back to Yitzchak, Elohim yireh lo haseh la'ola, Hashem will find his own seh, his own sheep for an offering, an ola offering. So some understand that was a request, like at least an unintentional subconscious request of Avraham Avinu, and it was responded, Hashem answered it. At all events, you'll see Avraham, like all the rest of the seven people who are mentioned in these extra chasimos, were major figures of Klal Yisrael, Gadoli Hador, if you will, and each one of them had miraculous answers from Hashem, miracles done for them. These were like Nisim Galuyim, like open miracles, and Shinui HaTeva, like the nature was contravened, the natural order was contravened. And of course, if you are in the impending now God forbid, you know, drought or famine, or whatever it is. So with the drought, no rain, we need this, like, some miraculous intervention from Hashem, and that's what we're asking for over here. So we'll have the same kind of structure going on with each of the next six additional sections there. Chasimos will mention a specific person who had his prayers answered in a miraculous way, and we want just Hashem responded to that person's prayers. We want also Hashem to answer and respond to our prayers and do a miracle for us to bring us the rain. Now, the structure in the actual prayer service would be that after the Shlich Tzibor says his Chasima, this is the first of seven, everyone would answer Amen to that. And after that, they would blow the shofar, a little more on the shofar blowing in the next Mishnah. And then after that, they would say the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, Hashem Hashem Lekal Racham B'chanun. That would be then said also by everybody. So that's shofar blasting and the Yud Gimel Midos done seven times throughout the during the Shmona Esrei on these seven fast days. Okay, so that was the first of the seven modified chasimos. The next six are going to be those coming after each of the six insertions. So you recall that the first of the six was the Zichrono section of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Those 10 verses are included as the content, and then after that there'll be the chasima. So the Mishnah goes on to say, Al Hashnia. As for the second section, meaning the Zichrono section that was added, Hu Omer the Shlich Tzibor ends by saying, Misha ana es avoseinu al yamsuf, he who answered our forefathers at the yamsuf, the Reed Sea, when they were fleeing from the Egyptians, Hu ya'ana eschem, he should answer you, Vishma kol tzakasachem, and hear the sound of your cries, or again the same riff issue, answer us and the sound of our cries, Hayom hazeh, on this day, Baruch ata Hashem, Zocher hanishkachos, who remembers that which has been forgotten. So since we're talking about Zichronos over here and the things that Hashem remembers, so those are the psukim, and that's the appropriate chasima. Now, the reason why it's appropriate to have the Yam Suf, the event that happened by the Reed Sea, being what's, you know, being invoked over here, is because the Jews were ki'ilu as if they were forgotten. They'd been promised, but then for generations they were left sort of languishing in Mitzrayim as if they were forgotten, so to speak. But of course Hashem did not forget them. To the contrary, Hashem said that he zochah them, he remembers them. Ezkor Brisi, I'll remember my covenant that I made with Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And that being the case, so Hashem remembers. So that's why it's appropriate to have those psukim and this chasima and that miracle mentioned over here. Al Hashlishis, now the third modified chasim, which is the second section, that's going to be the shofaros that we have from Rosh Hashanah, who Omer, after having the ten psukim of shofaros, the Shlich Tzibor will say, Misha an es Yehoshua beGilgal, he who answered Yehoshua, Joshua, and Gilgal, hu ya'an eschem, v'yishma kol tzakasachem hayom hazeh, brochat Hashem, shomea trua, Hashem who hears the sound of the shofar blasting. This is a reference to Yehoshua, of course. It says beGilgal because the Jewish people were encamped at the site of Gilgal, but it's referring to the miracle that happened in Jericho when the Jews went around the walls of Jericho, seven times along the shofar. Miracle was done through the shofar. Then the miraculous walls came tumbling down or falling to the ground, and the Jews had their success. So the request here just says Hashem answered Yehoshua in the miracle and through the shofar. So to hear Hashem should hear our calls out to him, answer us, and do miracles again through shofar. Remember, this is the section of shofaros. Those are the psukim that are being added in this section. Then, we have now four more that are being added. These are those four chapters of Tehillim. I'll maybe remind you each one in the series. So first, we're saying here, Al Harevius, on the fourth new section. So that was the section where we had this, it's Tehillim Kufchaf, that says Shir Hamalos El Hashem Betzarasali, calling out to Hashem in my suffering. So the Mishnah here is that chapter is ended with the following chasima: Al Haravias Hu Omer. After the fourth bracha, the Shlich Tzibor says Mishaan Es Shmuel BeMitzpah, he who heard and answered Shmuel, meaning Shmuel Hanavi BeMitzpah, the town of Mitzpah, where Shmuel Hanavi prayed on behalf of the Jewish people to have salvation from the Plishtim, the Philistines. It says in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes, V'yizak Shmuel El Hashem Ba'ad Yisrael, Shmuel cried out to God on behalf of the Jewish people, V'ya'anehu Hashem, and Hashem answered him. So we say, Mishanes Shmuel B'mitzpah, Hu ya'aneschem V'yishma B'kol Tzaka Sechem Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Tzaaka. Hashem who hears our cry, Tzaaka, crying out. Now the truth is that the pasuk in Shmuel says V'yizak with a Zion, and the prayer the Chasima has V'yitzaaka with a Tzadik. So, but the truth is that Yizak and Yitzak, Tzaaka and Zaaka are really essentially the same thing. You can see the Radak says that in Telem, in Kuf Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and also Rash says it in Vayikra Yotes. So, again, he was Zoek, and Hashem answered his Tzaaka, so we're asking Hashem does the same for us, and just as this was done in the Psukim of Shir Malos, Hashem Batzaras Ali, in a situation of Tzara, Shmuel was in Tzara and was answered, now we are in Tzara, and we should, Hashem, be answered as well. Allah Chamishas, who Omer, as for the fifth insert, so now the Chamishas, you recall, we're saying Tehillim, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Shir Lamalos, Asa Enai, El Har Ma'ayin Yivai Ezri. Turn my eyes to the mountains, where would my salvation come from? So, the Psukim there, referring to turn to the mountains, is Misha Anes Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, Eliyahu HaNavi. He was answered by Hashem miraculously on the mountain, the Mount Har Karmel, the Mount Carmel. Remember, Eliyahu had poured water. He was having a showdown with the 300 priests of the Baal, the idol Akin, the idol Baal, and Eliyahu had poured water on his offering, yet the fire came from heaven and burnt it. So, just as Hashem answered him, Hu Ya'anes Chem, Vishma B'kol Tzakas Chem, Hayom Hazeh, Hashem should also hear and answer us, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomea Tefila. Who hears our prayers. Remember, Eliyahu Navi had said, Aneni Hashem, Aneni, Hashem answer me, referring to prayer, and Hashem did, of course, answer, so we want Hashem simply to answer us. Al-Hashishis, on the sixth of the seven, modified, meaning the fifth of the sixth extra section, where we say, this is Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Shir HaMalos Mimam Hakim Karasicha Hashem, from the depths I called out to you, Hashem. So we refer here to Misha, Al-Hashishis Hu Omer, says the Mishnah, Misha Ana Es Yona Mimei Dog Hadaga, he who answered Yona HaNavi, from the belly of the fish, right? Of course, he was in the depths of the fish there. Hu ya'ana eschem v'yishma b'kol tzakas achem hayom hazeh. He should also hear and answer us. Baruch ata Hashem ha'ona be'eis tzara. Hashem who answers in a eis tzara, in a time of trouble, time of suffering. Of course, Yonah Navi said, Karasi mitzara li el Hashem v'yaneni. I called out from my tzoras, my troubles, to Hashem, and Hashem answered me. So we want the same miracle that Elionavu is redeemed, taken out of the fish miraculously. So too, we should be saved from our troubles in that miraculous way, from the Amek, from the depths, like he was from the depths. And finally, Al-Hashviyas, the seventh edition, Hu Omer. Now, this edition is Kuf Beis, which is Tfila la'ani ki ya'atof, the prayer of the impoverished man when he is like enwrapped in a talis with no one else to turn to. So we say, Misha ana es David v'es Shlomo b'no, he who answered David, meaning David HaMelech, King David, and also Shlomo b'no, his son Shlomo Solomon, b'Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, Hu ya'ana eschem v'yishma v'kol tzaka sachem hayom hazeh, he should also answer us, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hamarachem ala aretz, who has mercy on the land. Remember the David HaMelech davened in Shmuel Beis, Perk Chaf Aleph. You'll see that David HaMelech, there was a Vi Ra'av Bimei David, there was a famine in the time of David, Vi Vakesh David Espenei Hashem, David HaMelech prayed to Hashem, and Hashem answered him. And similarly, in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, also Shlomo HaMelech entreated Hashem regarding the troubles of the land, the famine, and again Hashem answered them. And again, of course, since the people are suffering from the land itself, not having the water it needs, and therefore not producing the produce that they need, this of course is essential. And therefore, we end on this most important note: Hamarachem al haaretz, Hashem who has mercy on the land itself. Haaretz, instead of the hey hayadia before it, that hey means that it's the land, referring specifically to the land of Eretz Yisrael. And although David and Shlomo lived before Eliyahu Hanavi and also before Yonah Hanavi. Nevertheless, this is saved end to last because the essential punchline, this all-important request that Hashem should have mercy on the land itself, that should get the water it needs to be able to produce the food we need, so we can have the water and food we need to survive.